We're beginning Mishneh Gimel and Mishneh Dalet. Now again, I need to make a preface over here. The Torah states that if a person sanctifies his land, his makdish his land, gives it to Hekdesh, and doesn't redeem it by the Yovel, then we'll see in Mishneh Dalet there's a machlokis, an argument in the Tanoim about what how this works. But according to two of the Tanoim there, the land goes to, in the Yovel land, it's given over to the Kohanim. Now this Mishnah is telling us, Higdish, if a person was makdish his land, and before the 50 years were over, the Golo, and he redeems it himself, it doesn't leave his hands in Yovel. In other words, we don't say that since he was makdish it, as if now it belongs to Hekdesh, and he redeems it back, it's simply as if he's buying it back temporarily, but then reverts to Hekdesh at the Yovel. Whatever happens to Hekdesh land goes to the Kohanim, according to most of the Tanoim. That applies here also. No, if he bought back, if he redeemed his own land from Hekdesh, then Eina Yotzim Yodah B'Yovel. Then he keeps it at Yovel. It's his land still. It doesn't revert to the Kohanim or to the Beis Hamikdash. Ga'ola B'No. The same then applies if not he who redeemed it, but his son redeemed it. Ga'ola B'No Yotzil Avi B'Yovel. Goes back to his father in Yovel. This is Xeris HaKosuv, the decree of the scripture, to exceed V'Mochar Es HaSodah L'Ish Acher Lo Yigvil Odom. If the Gizber sold the field to somebody else, it cannot be redeemed for any longer by the original owner. L'Ish Acher, the Torah says, V'lo L'Ben, to another man, but not his son, who is like considered like the father. So Oglo B'No Yotzil Ovi B'Yovel. Gola Acher or Echad Min HaKrovim or Gola Miyodo. If somebody else redeemed it, or one of his relatives, not his son, but a further distant relative, Gola Miyodo. So here our version of the Mishnah says, Eina Yosa Miyodo Yovel. It doesn't leave his hands in Yovel. In the side where we have Shinuyin Ischos, so it mentions that there is a nuscha miyodo yotza biyovel kohanim. Then in the case where it was sold to anybody else or a different relative, and he redeems it, it goes back to the kohanim in Yovel. And Shinun Yisro says, rather atypically, v'ayin tosus yamtiv. The Tosus Yamtiv points out, the Rav says it really over here also, the Rav's girsa is that Golo echad mikrovav shalom makdish miyad agizber. If one of the relatives of the makdish, the person who sanctified his field, redeemed it from the treasurer of the holy of the Beis Hamikdash, uva makdish v'golo miyad krovo eno yotz miyad a makdish biyovil lehischalek lekohanim. The Rav has the follows the interpretation of the Mishnah as we have it. But the Tosfos Yomtov points out, the Rambam and Rashi and Tosfos, they have a different girsa, like in the Shinui Nuschos, that makes more sense based on what we had. The son is the only exception. He and his son redeem it themselves. It stays in the land. But Golem Acher, of somebody else, like the Nuscha, the textual version of the Shinui Nuschos, Golo Acher, somebody else redeemed it, Oechim and Akrovim, another relative, a more distant relative, Ugolo Miyodo, and he redeemed it from their hands. The din is, according to most before Shemishonim, the Rambam, Rashi, Tosfos, is a nuscha that it's Yotze Miyodo Biyovel. In such a case, it does leave him in Yovel, but belongs to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Kohanim, it reverts back to the status of as if it wasn't redeemed by him, because somebody else who was not a close, was not his son or himself, redeemed it first. Golo Echad Min HaKohanim. Now, if the person who redeemed the field was a Kohen, Varhi Tachos Yodo, and now when the Yovel comes, it's in his hands, Lo Yomar, he shouldn't say, follows the position of most of the Tanoim who will have in the following Mishnah. Since reverts to the Kohanim in Yovel, and I'm the Kohen, I'm a Kohen, and I have it right now, so it should revert to me. It's mine. He shouldn't say that. Rather, lo yomer hoil vehit yotz lekol miyovel bahari takas yodi hari he shali. No, el yotz lekol echa vakonim. Rather, it goes reverts back to the whole konim as a tribe and distributed. However, the gizmer distributed to the fields to the konim, but he has no precedence. Because he, at the time of the Yovel, was the owner of the land, but rather reverts back to the whole Shevet Kohuna and distributed to them by the treasurer. However, he did that. Higi haYovel v'lo nigalo. This is Mishnah Dala now. If the Yovel year came, and the field wasn't redeemed. A person was makdish his field, and nobody redeemed it until and Yovel came along. So lo nigla hakohenim nichnosim. This is the Tanakhama now. The hakohenim nichnosim lesocha. Kohenim come into the field. Well, I guess they were assigned by the gizber, and they gave it out in a certain fashion. They must have had a system. But nosim es demeha. Divi Rebbe Yehuda. So Rebbe Yehuda is the Tanakhama. And he says the Kohanim who were picked by the Gizber to get this land, they come into the field, they give the value of the field, every Rabbi Yehuda. They have to pay for it still, however. The Beis HaMikdash gets the money. Rabbi Shimon, Omer Nichnasim, Rabbi Shimon says, no, they come into the land, Avalo Noslim, but it's theirs. It doesn't belong to the Beis HaMikdash. It belongs, the Torah gives it over to the Kohen. And the Gemara explains there's an argument in the sources where they learn where they're learning out from. But we have this machlokus. Rabbi Yezro Meir, lo nichnasin. Actually, the Mefurshim say that it's not really Rabbi. It's a mistake, Rabbi Yezro. Rabbi Elozer ben Shemua. Rabbi Elazar Omer lo nichnosim velo nosim. They don't go if no one's redeemed it by the first yovel. The kohenim don't get it. This is an entirely different shita. Lo nichnosim velo nosim. They don't go into the field of kohenim, and they don't give any money either because they don't get the field. Elanikres soda retushim, or stay retushim. Rather, it's called an abandoned field. Ariyovul sheni, it remains in this state. If the original owner doesn't come and redeem it, ariyovul sheni. Higi hayovul sheni. The next 50 years comes along. Lo nigalo, nikres retushim. Now the Rav explains the reason why it's called a stay retushim. Not the Rab, but other Mefurshim explain this, that they wanted the field to be known as it was called the Stei Retusha, that it would be defined, people would know that it's a field that needs to be redeemed. The Rav just simply explains Retusha as Stei Azuva Kamo Imal Boneha Rotesha. Even over a son, she is abandoned. But so another Mefurshim that they explained the reason was that the field should be called this by people so that there would be some knowledge about this. So for the next 50 years, it's called Stei Retusha, and after the 50 years, it's called Retushi Retushim Ariyovel Hashlishi. This is Rabbi Elozer ben Shmuel, Rabbi Elozer Omer. So this is Rabbi Elozer. Retushi retushim arayovel hashlishi to the third yovel. Now the alumina konim nichnosim lesocha, the konim never get the field according to Rebbe Elozer ben Shmua, ad shi golenu achir, until somebody else redeems it. Only if the field comes into a yovel redeemed by somebody other than the original owner, then the field remains abandoned until the Kohanim, until that point. But that's when the Kohanim get it. So Rebbe Elozer ben Shmuel also, Rebbe Elozer in the Mishnah, does agree that ultimately the Kohanim get it, but not until the field reverts to Yovel after having been redeemed by somebody else other than the owner or his son. then in that case, when the next Yovel comes, they do get it. However, if nobody redeemed it, then it doesn't automatically revert to the Kohanim. So everyone agrees in principle that the Kohanim will or should ultimately get it, but Rebbe Loza requires the condition that somebody else redeems the field, and the field enters the Yovel in the ownership of someone other than the original owners of the Stei Achuzah.